Hey, everybody, welcome to Hammer Down on the Market Scale Network. I'm your host, Mike Bush. This is the third in a series of videos I shot at the Manifest Conference this year. It's Ben Agajan from Ventagium Data Solutions. Hope you appreciate it.
All right, guys. So I'm here with Ben Agajan.
Yep.
I got it from Ventagium Data Solutions.
Benjamin, I'm so excited to be talking to you today.
We're at Manifest. What are you seeing at this show? It's a heck of a crazy, right now it's early in the morning, so we haven't seen a ton of people, but there's 6,000 people here. What are you talking about with everybody that walks by?
Well, it's been amazing seeing all these people, all these supply chain professionals, logistics companies that are here, and seeing that we are in the middle of everything. Like, everyone is talking about data. Everyone is talking about different systems that they need to leverage and all the information that they need to gather from these systems. And how can they use this information to make the best decisions?
Got it. Now, where does Ventagium play a role in that?
Well, we build these custom built tools for mid-market companies. So like any company that has a data problem, we can help them. Like, you have a ton of data coming from your warehouse. You have a ton of data coming from your transportation management system. You have an ERP. You have maybe some suppliers that request some information from you, or some customers that need an automated way to get your information. And let's be clear, like, no one has in full control of all their or their data.
Right.
So that's where we come in. We can help these companies getting a hold of their data and building these projects that are going to have a huge ROI. And, well, technology is changing like so fast. Like, every year here, you see a different software, different options. Now the AI era coming, the LLMs, ChatGPT, etc. So the basics of it is, where is your data? Is your data accurate? Is your data clean? Your people can understand the data and how to use it. And that's where we come in.
Sure, got it. So it's a question of, first off, garbage in, garbage out, right? Like, we've all heard that saying.
Yeah.
So step one is clean up the data. And then step two, if I heard you accurately, it's not necessarily, hey, we're going to give you a dashboard where you can see everything, but you're going to get under the hood. You're going to make sure everything's accurate, and you're going to provide the highest, most valuable data to your customers. Is that?
Yeah, that's right. That's the technique. Getting the data, cleaning the data, enriching the data. And once you know that the data that you're seeing is accurate, represents what's happening with your business, then we start building the tool. So, because it can be very frustrating. Like, you get a data company and you see that what they report doesn't match like the other system. So, matching this information is the first step, and then you can start building some very interesting tools.
Like, yeah, one of my favorite things that you talked about here is, you're not walking in saying, hey, we've got a subscription model, everybody's going to log into our portal because everybody here has a portal, right? Like, you're actually going into the weeds and saying, hey, we're going to build something that works for you. You're treating individual supply chains as a snowflake and understanding that each supply chain has its own unique characteristics. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So we understand that supply chains have to be very flexible. And having this flexibility in a medium to big company, it can be really, really hard. So the talent that we provide, the tools that we develop, are co-created with the company with a deep understanding of the business and what does the business needs and what does the tools can do for this business in order for them to make the best decisions.
Got it. Now, one of the things I saw when I was kind of coming through the press list or press information here is that you announced a partnership with Microsoft.
Oh yeah, we have a very strong partnership with Microsoft. We really like the tools that they are developing, and we are specialized partners, which is just a handful of partners that have these designations, particularly in data and AI and in Azure. So what does this mean for our prospects, for our clients, is that, yeah, we are going to bring the talent, but we also have a close relationship with the developer of the tools. Like, just to give you an example, more than 65% of our people has advanced certifications with Microsoft regarding data and analytics and data engineering and using Microsoft Fabric, which is a great tool that we are using right now.
Right. It's funny, you know, most people, when they think about Microsoft, they're like Outlook or Excel. And Lord knows, Bill Gates never set out to build the first TMS. But with Excel, he really did build the first TMS.
Yeah.
But it's so like interesting to think about where Microsoft started from. And as they've gotten deeper into supply chain, we talked about Fabric. They took the stage yesterday and talked about their sustainability initiatives and where they're not only looking for like greener trucking, but also greener energy for their warehouse or for their data centers. It's really amazing how robust Microsoft is beyond Teams and Excel in this industry.
Yeah, it's a whole world around data analytics. So they have their cloud for sustainability. They are all the time looking for ways to be carbon neutral and then carbon positive. So that's something that we also like and we share as a company, Ventigium Data Consulting. We want to do what's best for the companies, but also for the world. Like, we want to enhance decision making and maybe, well, not maybe, in a couple of years, look back and see what we have done and be proud of what we're doing.
I get that. Benjamin, I ask every guest the same question. If you were to talk to somebody who's new or recently graduated from college and says, I'm thinking about supply chain, what's a piece of advice you'd give them?
Well, combine this knowledge that this interest with data analytics. Like, you are not going to regret it. Like, I'm an automation engineer. I used to be building components for turbines in the electrical side. And if you learn about data analytics, and you change your mind, like, okay, you can be deep in supply chain. It's going to help you down the road, either if it's supply chain or if you then have to change to management or you maybe like pivot to marketing or whatever. Like, so data analytics is going to be everywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I appreciate you being on the show, man. Thank you.
Thank you.